Our study tonight is out of Jeremiah chapter 44, the entire chapter, verses 1 through 30. Jeremiah's stand before idolatrous Hebrews in Egypt. God called Jeremiah to prophesy in Judah during its apostasy until God's judgment fell on the nation. Jeremiah's ministry is then similar to what God's servants face in our era of spiritual decline. Such a calling can be marked by political opposition that seeks to cause God's servants to cease being able to do his work. Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 30, reports on godly Jeremiah's stand before idolatrous Hebrews after they had disobeyed God by forcing him to go with them into Egypt. And it offers a lesson for our insight, our application, and edification. All right, 30 verses, but I think I'd like to read it because it looks up there in context. Jeremiah chapter 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwelt in the land of Egypt, which dwelt in Migdol and the Tahpenes and at Noph and in the country of Pathros, which is in Upper Egypt, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the calamity that I brought upon Jerusalem and upon the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation. No man dwelleth therein. Because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods, whom they did not know, neither they, you, or your fathers. Howbeit I sent unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they hearkened not, or inclined their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn incense, no incense to other gods. Wherefore my fury and mine anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they were wasted and desolate as at this day. Therefore, now saith the Lord God, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, wherefore commit you this great calamity or evil against your souls, to cut off from you man and woman, child and suckling, out of Judah, to leave you none to remain, in that you provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt, whither you be gone to dwell, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives which they have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even to this day. Neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, and to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall even be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die from the least to the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by disease. So that none of the remnant of Judah which are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall escape or remain, that they shall return into the land of Judah to which they have desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return but such as shall escape. And all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals. We were well and saw no calamity. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have lacked all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out our drink offerings unto her without our men, others without the approval of the men? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people and to the men and to the women and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, the incense that you burn in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. You and your fathers, your kings and your princes and the people of the land did not the Lord remember them, and came it not unto his mind? So that the Lord could no longer bear because of the calamity and the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant as at this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies, therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto all the people and to all the women, Hear the word of the Lord, all Judah, that are in the land of Egypt. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, You and your wives have both spoken with your mouths, and fulfilled with your hand, saying, We will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her. You will surely accomplish your vows, and surely perform your vows. Therefore, hear ye the word of the Lord of hosts, all Judah, and dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, The Lord liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. Yet a small number that escape the sword shall return into the land of Egypt, of the land of Egypt, to the land of Judah. And all the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. Okay. Though God's will had been for the surviving Hebrews to stay in the land of Judah after Babylon's invasion, they had rejected God's message through Jeremiah to stay there, and had even forcibly taken Jeremiah and his scribe Barak with them and fled into Egypt. Consequently, God had Jeremiah predict that the king of Babylon, whom these Hebrews had feared they were to have stayed, were they to have stayed in Israel, would actually invade Egypt, to where they had fled from. And the death by the sword, famine, and disease that they had dreaded would face them there in Egypt. One might think that such news from a prophet whose predictions on Babylon's invasion of Israel had come to pass, what verified him to be a true prophet, might make these Hebrews in Egypt repent. However, these Hebrews again turned to idolatry after they'd gone into Egypt. Accordingly, God had Jeremiah warn these Hebrews with the same message he'd given them back in Israel before the Babylonian invasion, that they needed to turn from their false gods to avoid judgment. Apparently, they didn't get the message the first time around, so they're going to try it again. This hardness of heart brought another pronouncement of judgment. The remnant who had gone into Egypt would fall there just as God had punished Judah and Israel. Only a few survivors would return to dwell in Judah after Babylon's invasion of Egypt. Well, the people only scornfully opposed this latest message from God's proven prophet. All of the Hebrew men who knew their wives had burned incense to other gods, and the Hebrew women replied that they would not heed the word Jeremiah had spoken unto them in the Lord's name. Rather, they would do what they had said they would do, burn incense to the Queen of Heaven. The Queen of Heaven, incidentally, is the Assyrio-Babylonian goddess Ishtar, and she had a son by the name of Tammuz. And the title of this goddess was later adopted by the Roman Catholic Church and applied to Mary, the mother of Jesus. In fact, when the false Babylonian belief came into the Catholic Church in the days of Constantine, what happened is that Ishtar was adopted over to Mary, and Tammuz was adopted over to Jesus. That's where you have the mother-child motif of the paganism that came right into the Roman Catholic Church. It's very direct there. But to this day, the Roman Catholic Church refers to Mary as the Queen of Heaven. They actually refer to her as the Queen of Hell as well. That when she speaks, all listen, even God. That's actually in a book that is written by the Roman Catholics. It's very blasphemous, but they actually state that. Now, the Hebrew women added that their failure to keep worshiping the Queen of Heaven had been the cause for Babylon's invasion of Israel, and that their husbands had allowed them to worship her. Jeremiah rebutted the argument, stating that the burning of incense in worship of false gods had led to God's judgment in fulfillment of the law that had long prohibited them from doing these sins. You see, the short-term precedent the women had used about their temporarily ceasing to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven was invalidated by the long-term precedent of God's word through Moses in antiquity. Way back in the days of Moses, God had said, you're not supposed to worship these gods, otherwise it's not going to go well for you. And God was very, very patient. But the women here have a short-term precedent, and the short-term precedent as well, and they rationalize it was because we stopped worshiping the goddess of the Queen of Heaven. That's why it came about. So it's interesting how deception can twist the mind. And the human mind is very, very slippery. Well, Jeremiah then stated that Israel's God said, go ahead, continue their idol worship, but know that none of them would again invoke God's name, saying, as surely as the sovereign Lord lives, for God was watching over them for harm and not good, that they would perish with Babylon's invasion of Egypt, so that the few survivors would know whose word would stand as true, their word or God's word. In addition to certify this prophecy as being true, God through Jeremiah declared that the current ruler, Pharaoh Hophra, would be given into the hand of his enemies who wanted to kill him, just as these Hebrews' former Judean king, Zedekiah, had been given into Nebuchadnezzar's hand. And historically, this Pharaoh was slain in a revolt by Amos in 569 B.C. Apparently, that slaying occurred, I think, just about 2 years after Jeremiah made this prophecy. So when that happened, that was supposed to be a wake-up call to the people down in Egypt. You know, you're going to get it. Here's proof. So the lesson is the unbelieving Hebrews who fled from Judah to Egypt then deceived themselves into sanctioning their practice of idolatry in Egypt. So God had Jeremiah repeat his initial message to them back in Judah about turning from idols. However, they still did not repent, so they were doomed to face Babylon all over again. So in application, we can avoid being deceived and deceiving ourselves by heeding the long-term view of history provided in Scripture as opposed to short-term precedents or so-called precedents. God always takes the long-term view of history, maintaining his ancient views on sin and righteousness. So we best align with his long-term views for blessing. And in view of that, I'm thinking of this. We just mentioned here how the title Queen of Heaven was adopted by the Catholic Church. And they've actually elevated Mary. And there's still a move in the Catholic Church. They're still trying to make her a co-redemptress with Christ. Or a co-mediatress, so that she would mediate for people just as Jesus mediates. And the reason the Catholic Church wants to do that, a lot of times Catholic women feel they can identify with Mary better than Jesus because she's a woman. So that's the goal of trying to bring this in. God was opposed to the idea of worshiping the Queen of Heaven back in Jeremiah's time. He would be opposed to the idea of elevating Mary as the Queen of Heaven today. You can count on it. I think Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus, would be appalled to see that people are calling her the Queen of Heaven. She would absolutely reject that. When she had her Magnificat, she called herself a servant of the Lord, a servant woman of the Lord. And she referred to God as her Savior, God my Savior. She did not view herself as the Queen of Heaven. She would be absolutely appalled at that. So, there's nothing new. What's been around has come around again. And so it's very important for us to and people today to avoid idolatry. But always remember, God always has a long, long memory. He never forgets anything. So it's best to come absolutely clean with the Lord and to obey him. That's very basic. It's a spirituality 101, but boy, is it important. These people thought that they were going to be able to get away from the Babylonians by fleeing to Egypt. No, God's too big for that. He said, we'll just bring Nebuchadnezzar down there, and he did. He went down there and he defeated them.